Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame.
All right, praise God. It's December the 8th of 2024, and I'm sure by now all of us are about kind of, why aren't we still here? And I'm right there beside you. Just keep on saying, I love you, Father. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Father. I love you, Jesus. I trust you, Father. I trust you, Jesus. There is life and death in the power of the tongue. There is life and death in the power of the tongue. All right, praise God, especially if you put the name of Jesus behind everything that you say through your spiritual warfare prayers. Declare the holy fire of God around your household, around your children, your loved ones. Plead the blood of Jesus all over your property, all of the work that you do. Work on behalf of God, not on behalf of yourself, so that you're able to do good things on behalf of the kingdom. But nevertheless, things are getting very exciting. All these things are coming to pass finally, the things that we've been waiting on for quite some time. And again, it's 8:11 a.m. on December the 8th, and I thought I better go ahead and pump out at least an hour of updates, because things are moving so rapidly right now that I... It's going to become so voluminous that I'm not going to be able to keep up with it. I won't be able to, you know, when you have 20 reports, they're all important, and when you got to shuffle it down to 3, that leaves a lot of relevant and important information out. Praise God. So, dear Heavenly Father, we just praise your name, and we thank you for this opportunity to continue to use your technologies, the things that you have created all things, Father. You have created all things. And yes, we are trapped on this planet, which clearly is under the possession of Lucifer. But Father, thy will be done. Your kingdom come in Jesus' name. And we are waiting for that time to occur. We know it's not too far into the future. And if we are where the woman is taken to a place of safety, where she is fed for times, times, and half a time, Revelation 12, then we will be at the wedding supper for that period of time known as the Great Tribulation. Hallelujah. We thank you for that. We don't want to be here. And in accordance with Matthew 18:19, where you have promised us, Lord Jesus, where two or more gathered together on this earth, whatever they may ask, it will be given to them by my Father. And we thank you for that promise. We stand upon that promise. And in accordance with your instruction, Lord Jesus, to pray always, Father, we pray always together to be found worthy, to be counted worthy, to be counted worthy, to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before you. We cannot wait. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go ahead and jump right into the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong. What?
It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
All right. Praise you, Jesus. All right, so first and foremost, I'm going to be inaccurate this morning. Okay, why is that? Because the things are changing so quickly that by the time that you think that you figured one thing out because of enough reports that self-confirm or cross-confirm one another, literally 30 seconds goes by and another report comes out from another location. So, you know, who do we believe? What sources are trustworthy? Are they making stuff up? How much of this stuff is botnet-related information and counterintelligence? We do not know. I really don't know that there is any one way or any trustworthy manner in which anyone is on Earth is able to decipher the ultimate truth out of the barrage of reports that are flooding into the internetosphere, praise God. So we're just going to do the best that we can, but also try to, you know, take, I don't know if you're mathematically aware of, you know, what averages are, what peaks are, and what peak averages are, and we're going to smooth that over and try to look for a balance. Praise Jesus. So anyway, let's go ahead and move on with that because there are a lot of things happening. I think it's very important, first and foremost, to stress that I still, now for those of you who are new, and yes, please, in the name of Jesus, forward these emails out to everybody that you can think to forward them out to. Okay, I can see the numbers increasing and it is working. You are going to, you know, I'm just trying to let you know that this is what we're called to do. This, now, how you accomplish it is up to you. Okay, how you accomplish it is up to you. But we're all called to be disciples, to make disciples out of all men, to awaken. Now's the time, like never before, to awaken people to the things that are happening around the world. I got forced to go to a Christmas dinner kind of a thing for work on Friday night, praise Jesus. And I got to take my daughter, which is kind of cool. And I met a guy there out of the clear blue sky. Never heard of the guy before. Just came walking up to me, talked to me. You know, he mentioned that he was a Mason and Knights Templar. And he said something along the line, I hope that doesn't bother you. And I just shook my head and said, like, whatever. And the reason I did that was because you don't start by making an enemy. Oh, you're of the devil! Satan's gonna chase you down the hallway and rip your head off. That's not how you do it. We have to be, you know, as Jesus told us to be, wise as serpents and gentle as doves. So, of course, I just kind of played it off like I really didn't care. It's utterly meaningless. And besides, they have so many different levels of understanding within these organizations that you don't know what level the guy's at. I'm not going to sit there and probe and ask him what level he's at. So I'm just going to kind of blow it off like it doesn't mean anything to me. Because really what I need to get, in order to be able to get through this individual, I have to be able to present the Bible, the events that are happening right now, yada, 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 and flush, you know, his mainstream media commode so that he can start saying, wow. And then maybe as he progresses, you know, he'll eject all this other nonsense that he's a part of. And that takes all of about, what, a week or 3 days in some cases. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for John 1:9. If we confess of our sins, he, our Father, is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Psalm 103, verse 11. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is your mercy towards those of us who fear you. And praise you, Jesus. And as far as the east is from the west, so far have you separated our iniquity, our sins, our trespasses, everything that is ugly and outside of the harmony of your perfect light and love, Father God. You just get rid of it for us. Wipe it away. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So anyway, and now the clear blue sky, this guy comes and we're having this kind of, just this morning I sent him. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the news because otherwise what I say will sound like babbling. I know it does anyways, and that's okay. You guys, if you want to, you can just go ahead and admit it does. Aha. See, I knew you guys would jump in there and say it sounds like babbling. So there's no problem there. All right, praise God. So anyway, what I was going to say was that I sent this gentleman two images, the image of the IDF military patch that's on their arm, which has the Greater Israel map on it, and I also sent him the new map of the Middle East. And you say, what? The new map of the Middle East? Well, as it turns out, the HCT terrorist group that was backed by Turkey, that was backed by Israel, that was backed by the United States, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's the whole Obama, Clinton, let's create ISIS, you know, for all these good intended reasons. Well, let me tell you something. A shape-shifting reptilian never does anything for the good of anybody. but Satan. All right. So anyway, all that being said, what we have is a new map of the world. Now, how long is it going to last, or you know, how much warring is going to be caused by these dynamics? We don't know. We don't know. But right now, the country of Syria no longer exists. Now, you can point to it and say, that's Syria. But the reality is that the HC, I'm just going to call them the HCT group. They're really ISIS number two. Okay, but they always throw in different groups of people from all over the place to make this one big collage of Arab rebels that are absolutely psychotic, love to cut off people's heads. They're currently, right now, they're hanging people publicly in Damascus. Okay, and you might say, well, you know, so let's review. It's very hard for me to keep on track all the details because there's way too many of them. But in Isaiah 17, you have a prophecy that is being fulfilled pretty soon, and it states that Damascus will be turned into a ruinous heap. Now then, with the HCT terrorists that are backed, like I said before, that are ultimately backed by Erdogan in Turkey, but they're made up of many, many, many different factions of extremely dangerous and rebellious and murderous and slaughterous. I know there's no such word as slaughterous, but since I'm a consultant, I'm allowed to make up words, and then I charge you more for them because it sounds fancy. All right, so anyway, right now, this group of rebels, they call them the Syrian rebels, and Erdogan's come out publicly and said, yes, I back them, blah, blah, blah. And they say he's got one foot in the Western pond and one foot in the pretend Eastern pond just to prevent his own people from overtaking his castle or whatever they call that thing, where he lives. But anyway, I'm not going to get into some of these things. I have to control myself because I'll spin down into one of those rabbit holes and I won't get everything done in the 1 hour time that I'm shooting for. I see I'm 12 minutes in. Praise God. All right. So next up. So what happened was this HCT gang that were put together by Who Cares have. What would you call it? Crushed their way into the northern major cities of Syria. Hama is one of them. Homs is another one. And the other one was Aleppo. Well, after they fully took over those, I saw a turning point, I believe it was sometime early yesterday, where, to my absolute astonishment, Putin pulled out his S-400 anti-air missile systems from the area. Now, if somebody had made me a bet, I would have bet a crispy Ben Franklin straight off the presses from the lying bowels of Sheol, Babylon the Great. I would have bet one of those that would have never happened. My estimation would have been that Putin would have, you know, mustered up additional resources with his, allegiances with North Korea, China, whoever else he could get in, you know, to help him. And he would run a multi-front war. However, he's pretty much about as genius of a country leader as you're ever going to run up against. And I guarantee he's an expert on World War II. And he knows the number one reason why Hitler weakened himself to the point where he could be taken out was the two-front war that was opened up. Especially because he was messing with Russia, and Russia was, you know, they had already lost 27 million people. Don't even get me going on the Stalingrad event. And so they were pretty angry. Okay, you're talking about a murder hornet's nest the size of the Empire State Building being, you know, lit on fire with lighter fluid. You know, you just don't do that. And they were coming with a vengeance, and they did. All right. The D-Day invasion that came in from the West was like comparatively speaking, probably like five-year-old kids throwing rocks at each other. By comparison to what was coming at them from Russia. Russia is in the habit, and has been historically for gazillions of years, who knows, in the habit of winning wars. And they don't, I'm not going to get into the sociological analysis of the Russian mind. I will tell you that they have a determination and an allegiance to their country that is like no other. Trump has come out and say, don't mess with Russia. Russia does one thing really well. They win wars. Well, you know, all the things that I do or do not agree with regarding Trump and his reptilian imagery and his Scottish Rite membership and triangular-shaped satanic signals that he makes every time he sits down anywhere. I don't care. At this point, none of us should care. Our citizenship is in heaven, in Ephesians 3:20. Embrace that scripture with all of your heart and repeat it every time that you get up. Father, I praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for all of my troubles and trials and tribulations and the patience that you will instill upon me, that you will build character. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And just remember that we are not from here. We are not staying here. Our citizenship is in heaven. Colossians 3:3 says that we need to keep our mind stayed on things above and not on things of this world. And James 4:4 says, adulterers and adulteresses, don't you know that being friends with the earth is being at enmity with God? I don't know about you, but at this time, at no time, but particularly at this time, I don't want to be at enmity with anything that has anything to do with the with our Heavenly Father and His incredible kingdom. Let's leave it at that. I want to be in perfect harmony. I hope you do too. I want to be in as much perfect harmony with the will of our Father, through prayer, through dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, Psalm 91, verse 1, because that's where we need to be right now. When things get darker and uglier, the true bride of the Lord Jesus Christ gets on her knees. The halfway house Christians are going to start grabbing guns. Okay? We don't want to be part of that. We want to be on our knees. It's the secret. And it's something you will never learn in the church. God bless you. If there's just constantly evaluate yourself, evaluate your heart, read a minimum of 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Colossians chapter 3, and Galatians chapter 5. Read just those, less than 30 minutes. Make a note of all the things that are sins and don't do them. And if you have any unforgiveness in your heart, you got to get rid of it. You identify the person that you're angry with. Doesn't matter what their sin, it doesn't matter how horrible, absolutely earth-shakingly horrible they were, or what they did that was so utterly unforgivable from a human standpoint. Ignore it. Put that person at the top of your prayer list, and when you get on your knees in the morning, pray for them. Pray for them. All right? Pray for them first. You don't want them to burn in hell. You might feel like you want them to burn in hell, but you really, really don't. No, you don't. If you take the time to go to YouTube and listen to Bill Weiss, W-I-E-S-S, I believe it is. It might be E-I-S-S. I'm not sure, but try both. Hell. Bill Weiss, hell. Type that into YouTube. Listen to 23 Minutes in Hell. Think about how horrible that is, and imagine that for all of eternity, and I believe you, me, I don't think you have the heart. None of us do. All right, or you wouldn't be listening to this program. And that means you have the heart of Christ. It's no longer you who lives, but Christ who lives in you. And if that be the case, which I believe that it is, then guess what? You don't want that for anybody. Put them at the top of your prayer list. As William Law had said, nothing will make you love a person more than praying for them. Put it in action. Praise God. All right. So all that being said, I'm going to try to do the best I can to hammer my way through these events. There will be a margin of error, as always, because we are in a war footing. All right. So what I'm going to do is read you this little post from a guy by the name of Mario Knoffel. He's very, very popular on Twitter. And he's been a guest on Alex Jones' program, blah, 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 blah. I don't, you know, to me, it's like six of one, half dozen of another. I could give a rip. What I do is I read, 50, 60 different sources from all over the world of all different religions, affiliations, you know, allegiances, etc. And then I compare it to the Bible and I compare it to prophecies that I followed over the last 13 years. We all have our own styles, and that's fine. I'm just trying to summarize and create a smooth running average of the events that are happening and discuss the likelihoods and the possibilities as they align to our imminent departure, praise God, which I hope is more imminent than I think, which I think it might be, but I don't know. All right, praise God. So anyway, this is a 12-hour news recap from this guy named Mario. He says, number one, Syrian rebels have seized the capital of Damascus and completed their overthrow of President Assad's regime after the Syrian army collapsed and Assad reportedly tried to flee the country. Just so you know, the reports as of now are that Assad has successfully fled to Russia and is okay. However, about 8 minutes prior to that, there was a flood. I mean, just one right after the other, claiming that a plane had been shot down, seen, you know, dropping off a radar, etc. And many, many, many were claiming that Assad was on that plane and that they killed him. But there are subsequent reports that have come out that said Assad is absolutely fine and in Russia right now. Number two, Syria's Prime Minister was filmed leaving his home in Damascus, escorted by rebel fighters. He pledged to hand over power to whoever the people of Syria choose. Of course, by now he's probably hanging from a rope off of a crane, which is what they're doing right now to people over there. Also, there are pleas of please pray for Syria, please pray for Syria, because I'll give you the name. According to Candace Owens, which I think has a very well-rounded and highly informed understanding of what's happening in the Middle East right now, and she's getting banned all over the world, which is no big surprise. She's beseeching everybody that sees what's happening right now to please pray for the people in Syria, because she perceives it, probably very accurately, that it's going to become a bloodbath. And one of the main targets is going to be Christians. But why wouldn't it be? I'm not going to get into that. But hopefully by now you know. All right. So again, it says number three, a plane believed to be carrying Assad and his family disappeared near Homs. Rumors are swirling that it was shot down. However, there is no confirmation and Assad's location remains unknown. All I can tell you is there have been several posts that say he's alive and well in Russia right now. Number five, the Israeli Defense Forces declared that the Golan Heights is, quote, closed military zone. So Israel is currently moving their troops and their tanks and their artillery and their war machine as rapidly as they can to confiscate territory in Syria. If my expectation and my understanding of things is right, particularly when measured against the Holy Scripture, Isaiah 17, where it says Damascus will be turned into a ruinous heap. If my estimation is right, that ruinous heap will be created by the bombs of the Israeli Air Force as they are forcing the new rebel leaders or whatever of Syria, killing them, slaughtering. They're going to Gaza them. As a matter of fact, I think the word Gaza now can become a verb, which is really, really sad. I don't even want to think about it. I can't even talk about the things that I've seen. It's so absolutely horrible. Thank you, Jesus. We're not from here, and we're leaving really soon. I don't like the word soon, but nevertheless, I'll take it if that's all I can have. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Number six, Trump and Elon Musk, which we have goods on both, and they're not good goods, attended the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. This is what they're doing while this other stuff is happening. That should speak volumes. Number seven, after the meeting of Zelensky in Paris, Trump said that he was ready to make a deal and the war in the Ukraine. Russia and Iran are in a weakened state right now. Now, let me tell you something. That is a delusion that can only be brought on by strong psychotropic chemicals. Jury dismissed. All right, number seven. After meeting the Zelensky, hold on a second. Number eight. Trump and Macron pledged to work together to try to help stabilize the world. Okay, hold on a second. Macron is one of the most sick, twisted, homosexual, altered state Illuminists or Illuminati members that the world has. And Trump's over there making pacts with him? Forget it. Case closed. Jury dismissed. All right. Next one up. Number nine. New York Mayor Adams said that the authorities were closing in on the suspected suspect that killed the United Healthcare CEO. Boy, I'll tell you what. In the grand scheme of things that are happening, I need a drink. Stand by. Thank you. In the grand scheme of things that are happening across the world right now, I'm sorry if this sounds calloused, but the taking out of that United Health CEO is like On a scale of 1 to 100, it's minus 7. Sorry, but that's just how I see things right now. It's like, let's get out of it here. You know, Father, deliver us from this alien demon-infested rock, and it certainly is. South Africa, number 10, crushed the hype about BRICS-backed dollar revival, calling the reports false. Now, Trump is bullying, as he always does. He's bullying China. He's bullying Putin. He's bullying Iran. And he's claiming that by doing so, they're going to drop everything, get rid of BRICS, and all just say, oh, we're going to go back onto the dollar system. While at the same time, Putin is coming out publicly, Xi Jinping is coming out publicly, Iran isn't even talking about it because they probably think it's too stupid to even discuss. And the bottom line is, they're saying, that ain't never going to happen. Your tariffs and your demands, Donald Trump, are going to cause the opposite to occur. Get it? And it will. All right. I remember years and years ago, right around let me think this through. The end of 2017, I was saying things like, because it just seemed obvious to me. Maybe Donald Trump's not building the wall to keep the illegal aliens out. Maybe he's building the wall to keep us in. Did you know that China right now has a quadrillion dollar? I use the term quadrillion whenever I have no idea, but I know the number is in a way above the 1 billion. You know, when it's somewhere between 1 billion and a trillion or higher, I'll just say quadrillion because I have no idea how big it is. And it's not public information. But right now, China is building razor wire 8-foot tall fencing at the southern border. You know why? To keep their people from going to Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, and running away. They're imprisoning them. See, a lot of times people, let's just pretend that Trump has no faults and he's just this wonderful person that so many forget. Let's pretend that. Sometimes people who mean to do well end up creating a disaster in the future. I wish I could remember what movie it was. I think it was one of the Predator. Think hard. Terminator movies. I believe I'm almost positive it was one of the Terminator series movies where did they go back in time? What did they do? I forget, but they ended up coming upon the person that was the early creator of the technology that ultimately led to the creation of these silver robots that were murdering everybody and the really advanced Terminators that could shapeshift from molten liquid metal and all this weirdness. And their goal was to go in and destroy the technology and to kill the individual because that would stop that future onslaught from Terminator 3. Whatever. So a lot of people create things, you know, especially scientists or whatever. They could be part of the Illuminati. It doesn't matter. They eat their young. They love to kill their young. They love to kill their young. It's one of their favorite things to do. It's almost like a sacrifice to Satan who they worship. Or maybe it is. Maybe no almost to it. But anyway, that concept happens a lot of times. There are a lot of things that a lot of good, well-meaning people who are, you know, unwittingly a part of the forces of darkness with, you know, they have no idea. They were never told about it when they were raised as kids. John F. Kennedy is part of one. Onassis. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, and John F. Kennedy. Those are two of the top 13 Illuminati families. Do you think that JFK was raised being told that he's part of the Illuminati? When he got into the presidency, he did everything against the Illuminati, and he really made him mad. What happened? Fill in the blanks. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. And on that note, let's go ahead and mow through some of the other headlines and see if we can touch. Now, I want to call to your attention for anybody who is a relatively new listener or just a totally new listener to go to tribulationnow.com. And there's a show page there at the top left-hand corner of the first hit. Some of this stuff has come and gone and hasn't happened, which is fine. It's still good to be aware that it was there or that it might happen sometime in the future. Now then, if you do take the time to go there, you might want to scroll through a couple of pages or whatnot, and it works completely differently. Just for the listening audience's benefit, all right. I get reports on a regular basis from some people, oftentimes different people. And just so you all know, these brief podcasts, we'll just call them that, are created and made into MP3s. Michael Papa 3, MP3s. MP3 file format is the most widely recognized and widely utilized format for anything that is produced on sound. Every computer, every mobile device in the whole wide world works with MP3. The two number one thing problems that people seem to have is that if I create a radio show that's more than a certain number of megabyte in size, when they click the link, they will get an error. The error is coming from google.com. It's simply saying that that particular file is slightly larger than we are able to antivirus scan. And this sends a surge of fear into the hearts of those who click that link. They go, oh no, I'm going to be infected by a virus. No such thing. Ignore it and continue. And it will play. Item number two. If you have a device, such as an iPhone, or an older computer, that can happen. Some browsers, older versions. See, now, what I do, because I'm a consummate information technology professional of over 45 years, I update the dickens out of everything. Latest browser version, latest OS version, latest patch version, everything, patch. I insanely patch everything. And it's unbelievable how much I patch. Now, all that, it's annoying too. Now, all that being said, if your system is not patched or it's no longer supported, I'm talking about your devices, your iPhones, whatever it may be that you're trying to do or use, you can have problems. I will also let you know that if you do use an iPhone, especially an older version that's not currently cutting edge because they're expensive and you don't want to spend the money, I don't blame you. Here's the thing. iPhones, Apple has been notorious since their very inception of doing everything the way that the opposite of the way that the rest of the computer technology business runs. Apple prides itself in ignoring global technology standards. Apple works the way that Apple does, and people like Apple for the reasons that they like Apple, because Apple ignores the way everybody else does it. So if there are 4.5 billion Android phones, they're all working just fine, unless they're one of the really older ones. They can have problems if they're not patched. But Apple, the Apple iPhone, natively does not like MP3 files. It hates them because it's part of the global standard. Apple doesn't want to play and work well with anybody. They never have. They never will. But I've recently heard that they started RCS communications instead of SMS, of course, a year after Android was already doing RCS. And you might say, what does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. It means that you can be flying on an airplane flight of 3 hours, and you can receive SMS texts from someone down on planet Earth while you're in the airplane. That was never possible before. RCS is a new form of SMS, and Apple just recently adopted it. My point is this. If you really want to have no problems listening to MP3 files, see, inside those emails that I send out of these communications, there's a link. You got to really take it easy. If you got little kids running around, or you're distracted by something on the TV, or whatever the case is, and you're opening up one of those emails that I send out from one of these shows, you're probably not taking the time necessary to read the updates inside those emails. I have a link in there. There's a new link. And what it says, and I'm going to find it and read it to you verbatim, so there's as little confusion as possible. Hold on just a second. There's a new link, all capital letters, that says all shows in MP3 files. Link here. What that allows you to do is download those MP3 files. You can download them directly to your iPhone if you want. The reason why I'm calling your attention to that is that I added it on purpose for people that were having trouble. Also, if you have an older iPhone or a new one, it would probably be a smart thing to do. I would do it, clearly. I always do these kinds of things. Go to your iTunes application store and see if you can find a solution, an app, that allows your iPhone to play MP3s. As a matter of fact, I'm typing this into my computer to see if I can help you. All right. To play MP3s on an iPhone, you can use the built-in music app or download a third-party app from the App Store. Now, I warn you, in a super lovingly nice way, I'm giving you a heads up that that first sentence I just read, using the built-in music app, if you have an iPhone of a previous version that is not currently being sold in the stores, forget it. Just forget it. Scratch it out of your mind. Do whatever you got to do to forget it. Don't even think about it. Older iPhones that are not the current version will not have the updated app in them, and they won't play the MP3s. They just won't. Now, they are also saying that you can use the VLC. That's Victor Lima Charlie, VLC player, an open source media player that can play audio and video files, and it is available for download from the App Store on your iPhone, VLC, Victor Lima Charlie, VLC. I will let you know this. I used the VLC player on my latest and greatest super monstrosity of a hyper powerful computer, and it is. Cost me a lot of money. It's the radio show computer that I'm talking to you on now. It has the VLC player on it. You know why? Because I can play strange file formats that come only from very weird alien technology, such as the old iPhones. Okay, everything's alien technology, but that's a whole other problem. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Anyway, let's move on. That's enough. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Now let's go ahead and kind of scan over some of the latest things that are going on right now to try to catch you up, because I'm sure that 2 hours after this broadcast is sent out via email, it'll probably will have changed. I mean, who knows? Maybe just squadrons of jets and bombers will fly in. It'll be half of them Chinese, half of them Russian. It'll just carpet bomb all of Syria, and who knows what'll happen next. I have no idea. This is not a prediction. I'm just saying that's how weird it is right now. By the time I'm done with this program, which I'm trying to maintain to an hour, so I got to move quick, I suspect that everything we talk about right now could very well have changed. Flipped, 180. Don't know. But I'm just going to pump out. I'm going to read from the top down. These are the most recent, so I'll be covering the most recent first. And just kind of scrolling down through these, because a lot of them are already no longer valid. All right, so Russia says that it is not acceptable for terrorist groups to take control of Syria. So evidently there are some reports. Now, what happens is when there's a war dynamic going on, you have the Ministry of Defense that comes out and makes a comment. You have the liaison to the United Nations that comes out and makes a comment. And there's always a little twist on how they present the information. You got Lavrov, Medvedev, the whole thing just get woo, and it's spinning around. And the only ones that really say anything most of the time is Putin. All right. But evidently, they are reporting, or those who think or believe or maybe are in the know are reporting, that Russia is explicitly stating that this is an unacceptable outcome as of today. What they're going to do about it, I don't know. Why did they take the S-400s out of the area several days earlier? What's that all about? But then the Russian Federation military is famous for doing what looks like a retreat. Ask any of the frontline Ukrainian or fake Ukrainian, you know, the CIA and French and Polish army troops that are pretending to be Ukrainian. Ask any of them. Because what they do is they pull back like they're retreating. Ah, everybody run for it! And they turn around and run back towards Russia as fast as they can. And then all the French and Polish and whoever else is out there pretending to be Ukrainian. Hold on just a second. Hey, man, how's it going?
Hey, John.
Hey, Jamil.
How are you?
Yep, you're a guest star on Tribulation Now's radio program for today.
Oh, okay. You're on the show?
Yeah, I'm doing the show live now. So say hello to everybody. Hey, his dad saw giants in person. So, or at least in graves or something. Didn't he? Didn't your dad see giants?
Yes, we call them Aesop.
What, Aesop? That sounds like a name of a soup.
Yeah, it's in Aramaic.
Aramaic, huh? All right. Well, listen, yeah. Hey, I hate to do this to you, but I'll call you right back, okay? I just have to close up this program. I only got about 20 minutes left.
Yeah, that's good. No problem. See you later.
All right. See you later.
Bye, everyone.
All right. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
All righty then. Okay, so that was Chemil, C-E-M-I-L, from Russia, kind of jumping in on the radio show. Praise God. So again, Russia's making statements. This is absolutely unacceptable, but what are they going to do about it, and why did they pull out in the first place? Then we have another statement that comes out and says, this is the statement from the Russian Foreign Ministry, and let's see what this one says. A lot of these I'll just toss over. Okay, it says, We are following the dramatic events in Syria with extreme concern. As a result of negotiations between Assad and a number of participants in the armed conflict in Syria, or the Syrian Arab Republic, he decided to leave the presidential post and left the country, giving instructions to transfer power peaceably. Russia did not participate in these negotiations at the time. We appealed to all parties involved with a strong call to renounce the use of violence and resolve all governance issues via a political means. All right, I'm going to stop right there because we have an awful lot of stuff to go through, and I don't want to dwell on any one particular subject because it'll sink the boat and I won't be able to get you out some really important stuff. All right, so we got another headline that says that Israel is currently in the process of bombing the Damascus airport. I am not at all surprised about this. Also, Candace Owens has come out and made a statement, and I have a lot of respect for her view. And she says they, the people that have taken control of Syria right now, are erasing Christian history all across the Middle East. Christians in the West are completely oblivious to what they have been supporting. Oh, I would have to say that's a very kind way of saying what's actually happening. All right. So again, now Russia is the country which has sent out communications to the world through the internetosphere and various different sources and such that Assad is in fact alive. All right, praise God. Also, I have a link right here of there have been some claims. Now, I did play the testimony of that gentleman who on the last radio show, where he's correct. I've been studying UFOs and fallen angels and the creation of the universe and all that kind of stuff, pre-existence, all that, for 13, 14 years now, very, very heavily. Actually, 15, 16, 17, probably 17 years, because I stood up the website in 2009, but I was studying for years before that. Okay. So, and I never take the position of studying it only from a biblical perspective, because you'll never figure it. It just doesn't have all the information in it. It doesn't have enough. And so what you have is people that are trying to work from a biblical perspective that are completely clueless. So you have to be able to look at things from everybody's perspective, take the data, and then map it back to the Bible if you can. But also remember that there are dozens and dozens of books of the Apocrypha that are anointed by the Holy Spirit. And if they're not, they're excellent historical recounts. All right, or accounts. All right, praise God. All right, so there have been some claims, for what it's worth. We know that right now in the United States there are more, there are drones everywhere. We've contacted the Pentagon. They seem so confused. The New Jersey State Police and some police departments are swarming in on, the areas around these drones. Everything's a drone. And then you've got reports coming in from different countries. They have entire fleets of these little, lights in the sky. Chariots of fire. What do you know? Chariots of fire. And they're everywhere. There are fleets of them. Sometimes thousands of them appear in the sky at the same place. This is not limited to New Jersey. This is not limited to Montana. This is not limited to Arizona. This is not limited to Chile. This is not limited to Japan. It is not limited to South Korea. It is not limited to Zimbabwe. It's all over the world. And there are also accurate reports that are claiming that there's a mothership that is hovering around the earth somewhere. But I happen to know, so does Elena, so does Robert Vandreas Mitchell, that they have massive 26-mile, 28-mile wide, just like in the movie Independence Day. And they're the controllers. They're the mothership of these little bitty ones that have the ability to change and transform in our respective field of vision. The problem is that we as humans do not understand how the light spectrum and how they're be able to manipulate it and how they're able to manipulate the hologram that we're trapped in. Quantum physics, quarks, bosons, the whole deal. If you were as small as a quark, you could float right through a piece of granite and never even know it was there. Einstein was right when he said, we live in a hologram, albeit a very convincing one. He also said that a coincidence is God's way of staying anonymous. So there are plenty of motherships, very, very, very large, and they cloak themselves. They have cloaking devices. And they can make themselves invisible to our eyes. But when they're moving through clouds, they kind of have a way of giving themselves away because the size of a, 28-mile across or 30-mile across mothership moving through clouds, even with the cloaking device turned on, you can see it because the clouds kind of like part their way. Even though it still kind of looks cloud-ish, you can tell. And by the way, I have people that I know that have even been on these ships, and I talk to them all the time. And the confirmations are all 100%. Just letting you know. All right, praise God. So they do have the ability to, just like the man says in that one audio bite, they do have the ability to transform themselves to look like whatever they want to make them look like. They're not perfect renditions, but they're good enough to trick the New Jersey State Patrol or whoever's trying to look into it. And this nonsense about the Pentagon having no idea what's going on. Look, if you understood how the military works, if you understood above top secret and the many, 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 probably 100 levels that are above top secret, and then you understood information compartmentalization, which means that you have to have a need to know. So even if you have a cosmic 100 clearance, let's pretend that that exists. I do not know them because they're secret. But anyway, others put it, an unidentified special access program. If you have the clearance, but you don't have a need to know, in other words, you're not involved in this project. Therefore, we use what's called a lie. But they give it a fancy name. It's called plausible deniability. It's a lie that can't be proved to be right or wrong. Because somebody can't say, but, look, there's a 28-mile-wide, Independence Day-sized, monstrous mothership over there. Look, you got to tell us the truth. They're like, we don't know what you're talking about. We don't see a mothership. Are you sure you don't need a little bit of psychiatric help? Next thing you know, couple of guys show up the front door of your house. Very pale complected, don't really look very human, and are wearing a black suit with a black hat. Ironically, they're known as the Men in Black. And you really don't want them to show up. All right. So all that being said, let's go through these things again. The HTS terrorist group in Syria is doing the job on behalf of Israel. I found this to be very interesting. So I'm going to go ahead and read it, pull up the whole thing and see how much is written. Okay, there isn't much. But this person, Angelo Giuliano, says the HTS terrorist group in Syria is doing the job that they're doing on behalf of Israel for the expansion and creation of, quote, greater Israel, end quote. Turkey and the U.S. are helping out. All the masks are off. So there is a map here that is jaw-dropping, and it is so amazingly, astonishingly clear that this particular map is, it makes the whole Middle East look like it's carved out in the shape of the Greater Israel map on the IDF military patch. I mean, it's, you can't argue it. I mean, so like in your face, amazing stuff. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and mark this with a follow-up. I'm also going to mark it with a move to inbox so that I can get this published up there. Praise God, and maybe some other things that I'll put up on the website later, but I don't know if I'll do it today or whatever. I got one last week of an unbelievably difficult work to do this week. And if I survive it, I'm going to be like on my knees crying. I mean, bawling like alligator tears to God. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your prayers. And I am praying for you too. You can believe it. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So, oh, this is huge. So this just came out this morning. And according to, here, let me go ahead and get my facts and figures straight, which it's hard to do. Okay, so there's a woman from the United Kingdom who is currently living down in Australia and evidently worked. I don't know if she's currently working or not working or she, whatever. I don't know. But anyway, I have listened to her off and on. I find her interesting and in many cases highly accurate, but also a newbie. She's a newbie, but she learns fast. Anyway, she says, and I'm quoting this, breaking news. The United Kingdom are experiencing climate lockdowns. My parents, who live near the Welsh border, were told, quote, code red, do not leave the house, end quote. I'm not going to get into her analysis of the situation and this, that, or the other thing. We also know that there are experts, quote, unquote, that are out there saying that three or more extremely deadly contagions will be released immediately after January 20th to throw the world into a complete collapse. All right. Is that true? Do we know? No, we don't. And am I worried about it? No, I don't. As a matter of fact, if things went my way, I would prefer it because it'll bring everybody into remote work. And for those of us who want to worship Jesus and spend time in prayer, there's no better dynamic. Our employers cannot force us to go to an event where we are being, you know, exposed to their new deadly version of smallpox. Oops, I didn't mean to say that. I meant to say monkeypox. Okay, you know what I mean. All right, anyway, praise God. The next chapter, according to this individual, regarding the Syrian collapse, is that there's going to be a bloodbath. Let's listen to what he has to say.
Okay, the worst is yet to come. The next chapter is going to be a bloodbath. We saw this in Libya. We saw this in Syria and in Iraq. Iraq at least had an occupationary force that kind of sort of kept the peace in some areas and drew a lot of attention from various sides onto itself, the Americans. There's not even going to be this, except for the territories that are occupied by the Israelis and the Turks. And the Israelis aren't going to tolerate a lot of Arabs around. They don't need Arabs. The worst is yet.
All right. So this is, let me see. Okay, this was from a former United States Army officer who evidently, his last name is being reported as Krapivnik. Krapivnik. Anyway, so there's your report from that individual. Now, you can expect that this person will be, you know, probably arrested by the FBI and thrown in some sort of J6, you know, solitary confinement, naked, and oh, good grief. All this stuff is very frustrating to even report on. I can't even believe it. And everybody thinks everything's going to be just fine. Worship Donald Trump. Praise his holy name. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, please, Father, forgive those who just don't understand. They're limited. And we love them as you love them. And we pray, Father, that you will forgive them. Forgive them and bring them to a place of understanding where they can be in complete and total harmony with your will and even be eligible, counted worthy, to escape all these things that will come to pass. And make the barley harvest and be with you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. All right. So we'll go through a few more of these. Extremism over Syria started. Public executions are in progress. I already told you that. All you're going to see, if you look at that video, is a man and a bunch of people standing around swinging from a rope from a crane. So they're doing a lot of that already. All right. Candace Owens also warns that Christians are about to be mass slaughtered in Syria, and she asked people to please pray for them. Of course, that would be in contradiction to everything that churchianity in the United States of Babylon the Great is going to be saying. China, according to some reports, has sent over 14 warships and 7 combat jets and some surveillance ships and balloons all around Taiwan right now. The reports that are coming in, although they've been coming in a lot late, you know, 6 months, a year. But now there seems to be an intense increase in the movement of China's aggression toward Taiwan. We'll leave it at that. Predicting anything with China and Taiwan is absolutely a fruitless adventure. All right, next one up, former commander of Al-Qaeda, Abu Mohammed al-Jolani, is now the new leader of Syria. All I have to say to that is... You know, it reminds me of...
Hey, human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
You couldn't have said it better, and I couldn't have said it better myself, praise God. So, some are saying, reporting that Disease X has been released. They have 74 people that are dead in Africa. They believe that they're getting, you know, these people are infected maybe many weeks beforehand and getting on planes and traveling all over the world. And it's about to turn into SEERS, which is the reason why Johns Hopkins and Bill Gates, in his loving, kind manner, has, ultimately... had the catastrophic contagion tabletop led by Johns Hopkins University. Oh, gosh, somebody. Never mind. Vengeance is yours, Father. We love everybody, and we pray that you will forgive them, for they know not what they do. But hurry up, Father, please. The black walls of hell are moving in toward us. As Daniel said in 9:19, do not delay, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Breaking, Israel invasion of Syria has begun. Okay, so according to this particular map and discussion, it shows that essentially the entire Syrian border past the Golan Heights, that there are currently military troops from Israel moving into Syria, gangbusters. Are they going to allow this Mohammed, whatever guy, to run Damascus? No. How are they going to get him out of Damascus? Level it. And then Damascus is turned into a ruinous heap. And we have Isaiah 17 fulfilled. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So as I scroll over all the other reports that I have, which are many, it appears that we have covered the top stuff. I could sit here and muddle through many of these other reports. I will say this. Many are reporting an extremely high spike level of radioactive activity coming, emanating from planet Earth and showing up on radioactive monitors at different places, some as far as inland as Michigan. They're saying that the levels of radiation are so high that there is a very strong belief growing right now that the 7.3, that was the peak, earthquake that happened at the Mendocino Fault Junction, where the three tectonic plates meet, was actually caused by an intentionally planted nuclear device. Now, that's fascinating to me as I close the program. That's very fascinating to me because about 13 years ago, give or take, I used to play the 007, dun, 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 you know, that whole thing, for a, I think it's called A View to a Kill, where they have this, like, evil master of evil, and his master plan to bring down the entire world and nation and everything was to go underground and plant strategically placed nuclear bombs so that he would trigger the San Andreas Fault and a bunch of other things, and and I thought to myself, wow, wait a minute. How many of these old movies are prophetic? Don't even get me going on They Live. If you haven't listened to it, go to YouTube and type They Live Global Elite Dinner or something like that. It'll pop up. Listen to what they say. I played for you the audio bite of the alien agenda from Phil Schneider. He was murdered for what he said. So was Bill Cooper. They don't want this information getting out. And on that note, dear Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that anything that we have spoken about today or hypothesized about or estimated, anything that is outside of your will in any sense of the word, anything that is not accurate or whatever the case is, because these are war times now, we just pray that it will roll off into a deep blue sea, a crystal clear deep blue sea of your forgiveness and forgetfulness. But Father, those things that we have talked about that get people motivated, seeking you, walking in complete harmony as best as we can with your will and Jesus, in accordance with your command for us to pray always that we'll be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before you. We pray that they embed deep into our hearts and drive us with great ambition toward the days that we so look forward to. For all of creation waits anxiously for the manifestation of the sons of God. God bless you all. Have an awesome rest of your Sunday. And be supercharged and praise Jesus about every challenge that you're given throughout the next work week. In Jesus' name, remember, we're getting really closed. If you go to tribulationnow.com, look for the article. And I know I was trying to give you the name of the article, and it's hard because I got too many up there now. Let me see if I can find it. It is about the David Doetry dream. And to summarize, since I don't have enough time to hunt, because you're probably going to have to go back 8, 9, 10 pages, the David Doetry vision was given to him by Jesus. We've had him on the show 2 times, and since he's passed away. When he was given that dream in around about 97 or something like that, he saw a large copper spherical mothership, like a Death Star, hovering in the sky, and every single television station in all 195 countries, 243 with the island nations, were trained on that giant spherical mothership. But he warned that Jesus told him that we are not to stare at the TV like everyone else, that we are commanded, we are strongly urged by the kingdom to go get as much food as we can to last at least 3 to 4 weeks, might be longer, because the whole world is going to freak out. And then we're going to fly. We're going to fly. Praise God.
Majesty. your beauty, Lord. Matchless, unchanging, untainted, perfect in all.